Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. Hey guys, we're back with the Don't You Worry podcast. I'm Britton.
And I'm Briley.
And today we have our friend Morgan on the podcast. Morgan, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Morgan. I'm a senior at Tennessee Tech this year. I'm close to graduating.
Yes.
And I go to church with Briley and Britton.
That's awesome. What are you going to college for?
Psychology.
Oh, that's fun. I'm taking a psychology class this year, so we'll see how that goes. But anyways, we wanted to talk to you about your mission trip this summer. You're a missionary and you've been on a lot of short-term mission trips, and you got to go to Honduras. So what was like the main focus for your team when you went to Honduras this year?
We went with a group called Hope Through Him, and they're very relational. They've kind of built relationships. They've been there about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So since then, they've formed their relationships, and we're there just to grow those relationships and build on what they've already built.
Okay. So when you were there, like doing projects and stuff, were you working mostly with like families or kids, or what would you say that you worked on?
They have two different communities where they're working with children mostly. Mm-hmm. And then they have one that's a group of boys. It's called their Dream Center program, and they're mostly teenagers, and they also feed the homeless one night.
So how did you see God working in Honduras?
I think the biggest way I've seen him working in Honduras is in the boys program. They have some boys that are now in college who have been with them since they started the ministry. Mm-hmm. And seeing them be in college in Honduras, where it's not common to go to college, is really cool. And also the way they pay attention when we do Bible studies and stuff with that group is really cool to see. They're very involved and they're participating.
Yeah. That's good. When you like, because you went with a team this summer. So mm-hmm. How did you see God working throughout your team when you went to a different country?
Our team was very diverse this year. So I feel like we were able to like play to our strengths.
Yeah.
Miss Linda, she really likes to talk. So she was sitting at a table for La Mesa, which is the meal they feed for the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
She was sitting there with a translator and she was able to speak with the people who came. And then us young kids, we like to run around with the kids. So that's what we did.
Yeah. So how did your time in Honduras kind of change your perspective about living here in America?
The first time that I went, it changed my perspective a lot. It made me very thankful for everything we have and made me realize how much more we have than people in other parts of the world.
Mm-hmm. How many times have you been to Honduras?
This is my third trip. So
okay.
I've been three times now.
Have you been to other places too, or is this the main mission spot that you've been
to? Yeah, this is the only one I've been on.
Okay. What's the reason that like keeps you going back to a mission trip? Why do you love going on them so much?
I really like getting to see the people that I've met again, see how they're doing and check in on them.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Hope Through Him, they depend on these mission trips to like fundraise throughout the year. So it's really cool to support them in that way and like just be a small part of what they're doing in Honduras.
Yeah. So we're thinking about going to Honduras or on a mission trip next year. So what encouragement would you give us? Like, why would you encourage us to go on a mission trip?
I would say everyone should go on one at least once in their life. It's mm-hmm. just very eye-opening to go to a different country and see how they live and see how more grateful we should be.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they don't have much there in Honduras, they have so much joy, almost more than people here, I would say.
Yeah.
And like with this specific trip with Hope Through Him, I never felt unsafe. So I definitely recommend it to anyone who's considering going.
Yeah, that's really cool. So why do you think they have more joy?
I really don't know. I guess because they haven't had a lot, they're happier with what little they have.
Yeah.
Like they don't have to compare it to someone else around them having more.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because I feel like a lot of times here, we don't really think about the things that we have. And it is eye-opening to go and see somebody else, even if it's in the country or out of the country. But like if it's a different community and they don't have as much, that's really eye-opening to see. Is it stressful, like, beforehand planning for a foreign mission trip?
It's really just the packing that I find stressful, which that's like any trip. It doesn't matter if it's in the country, out of the country,
right.
Mission trip or a fun trip. But that's the most stressful thing for me, just making sure I have everything ready to go for the trip.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any other stresses this last time.
So did you have any the first time that you went?
I think I did, just because I was unsure of what to expect.
Right.
But it ended up being perfectly fine. I had no reason to stress.
What was your favorite part of the trip that you took this summer specifically?
My favorite part was probably playing with the kids. It's always really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always so excited. And it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was also going to ask, how did they react? Like when a group comes in from America, how do they react to that in a different country?
They're always really excited. It's like surprising how excited they are because they've never met you.
Yeah.
But because of like the teams that have come in the past and how much fun they had with them, mm-hmm. they're excited for every team that shows up.
Yeah. So was there a specific person or a family that really left a lasting impact on you?
There was a boy who sat at my table for the small group we did in the Dream Center program. After Charles gave a devotional, Ezra was in my group, and one of the questions was, what do you see in yourself? And he wrote down sad, and that made me very sad. Me and Mackenzie, my sister, talked about it. Mm-hmm. And like since that moment, we tried to like be really happy around Ezra, and we started giving him hugs and like saying hi every time we saw him. And by the end of the week, he seemed to have more joy, and he would even like walk up to us and just expect the hug. Ezra was one of the new boys in the program,
mm-hmm.
so I was hoping maybe he just like was getting used to the boys he was around. And I hope he found some friends, has some more fun while he's in the Dream Center.
Yeah. Were there, were a lot of the kids sad, like he had said that? Or were some of them just like, that's what they were used to in the community?
There was another boy who was at the small group table. He also wrote sad, but he had other things that he had wrote down as well. And some of the Honduran missionaries, they had told us that some of the boys struggle with like, suicidal thoughts, and they have bad home lives.
Mm-hmm.
They're not in good situations, and so there's like some bad mental health going on.
If you've never been on a mission trip, what ways do you think you can pray for those people around the world that have, like you said, that are sad or don't have the best home life?
I think you can pray for God to put missionaries in those situations, mm-hmm. or if they're already in those situations, just give them wisdom and the resources to help those people.
Yeah. How would you also ask, like, if they know a specific missionary? So, like, when you went this summer, how would you ask other people to pray for you in that situation?
I would say just pray for boldness, and, like, there is a language barrier there.
Mm-hmm.
So praying that that isn't an issue and that translators are available is a good prayer.
Yeah. Was the language barrier any, like, did that bring any stress for you, just trying to communicate with them?
It didn't bring stress, but that's mostly because, like, I made a fool of myself sometimes saying the wrong word,
yeah.
but I didn't care because I wasn't going to see them other than that week.
Yeah. Most of the time, were there translators around with you mm-hmm. on this trip?
Yeah, there were a lot of translators this past trip. There were maybe three or four that they keep around for mm-hmm. teams, and then they had three additional ones this year who just graduated from the bilingual school.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like 19, and it was really cool to see them engaging in this ministry.
Right.
Nice. Yeah.
Did your team get to do anything fun while you guys were in Honduras?
We got to go watch the Dream Center program. They have a soccer team.
Uh-huh.
And we got to go watch them play against another local team. And that was really fun.
That's yeah. cool. You also, did you guys get to watch the UT baseball game while you were there too?
Yes, we did. We were cheering them on while they were having like a youth group night. It
yes.
It was an ice cream social, and they had UT baseball playing in the background.
That's so fun.
Mm-hmm. How is it different being a missionary there than and like seeing their situations than being a Christian here? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think when you're there, sometimes the Hondurans, like they have a tendency to put Americans above them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's the case at all. Like we're dealing with a lot of the same issues that they are. Like I said, the mental health thing that's going on here too.
Right.
So I think being a Christian or being a missionary in either place is more similar than we realize.
So every day, whenever you were on that mission trip, you kind of had a plan and a specific purpose that you were going after. So how, as Christians here, can you really apply that purpose to your everyday life?
Like I said, they're very relationship focused.
Mm-hmm.
So I think building relationships here would kind of have the same effects. Once you build that relationship, you can lead them to have a relationship with Christ.
Yeah. I think that's good, too, because there's spots around here, like even if you're going to school or going to work, that you can still be almost missionary focused, if that makes sense, mm-hmm. even though it's not a completely different situation. But do you think going on mission trips helped you like now to see things differently in a different perspective?
Yeah, I think since going on this trip, I'm more focused, mm-hmm. even though it's not like as focused as you are for that 1 week you're in Honduras, but I'm still more focused on like being on mission and trying to grow the kingdom and building relationships, things like that.
That's really good. I think our challenge today should be to live every day like a short-term missionary is, and go into whatever situation and act like you're on mission. And I think that would bring a lot more purpose and intentionality in our everyday lives. So thank you so much for being on the podcast with us. Yeah,
thank you guys.
We really enjoyed it.
Me too.
Join us next week for a new conversation.